Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what else has been loud?
Cicadas.
My gosh, I cannot hear myself think after 7 o'clock.
I can hear them in my house.
They're the annual cicadas.
Is this some 17-year cycle where they're all coming out of the ground like zombies?
So can I ask a question about
God,
that?
God, it's loud.
So there is the, for whatever reason, there's the annual cicadas, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The brood.
Then you have the 7-year cicadas, right?
Yeah, that come out of the
year. Well, the 13-year and the 17-year.
Yeah. Okay, or 13 to 7. Okay, fine.
I think that's the number, right?
Whatever. They're in the ground for a number of years, and then they just... all of a sudden at the exact same time, like they all have a running stopwatch, come out of the ground at the exact same time.
Biological clock is ticking for them.
So I have two questions. Number one, how do they know? I mean, because now we're talking about more than 2,000 days underground.
Oh.
And they just all happen to know the exact time when their species is supposed to come out of the ground.
It's a good question.
And here's the other one. I mean, because they're not smart. They get stuck upside down and they can't right size themselves.
So gross.
Here's the other thing. How do they survive underground without water and without food?
Hello.
For
well, the
seven,
first question
for
is
13
probably,
or 17 years.
The first question is probably they're on a text chain or something.
There are very few things.
Dan, get out.
There are very few things that will startle me quicker or gross me out more than a cicada that you think is dead.
Oh, yeah.
That and magically then, comes
like,
back
you,
to life.
You bump it or something, and it goes, oh, my gosh. I came out the other day, and my cat had one.
I wonder what the lifespan of a cicada
and
is.
And I thought, oh, did the cat kill it? I'm not going anywhere near that thing, because just when you think it's dead, oh, they make that noise. And
anywhere from 2 to 17 years.
Wow.
And by the way, it is an internal clock. Tree sap somehow plays a role.
Okay.
And the temperature of the soil.
They are ecologically important. There's no doubt about that.
Are they?
But they just, they just gross me out.
So, annual cicadas live about 2 to 4, 2 to 5 years.
Well, but it says here, as an adult, though, they only live 4 to 6 weeks as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they prior to being an adult?
Nymphs.
Not an adult.
All right. Both of you get out.
Nymphs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a nymph?
It's the don't you remember in second grade we all had to learn the stages of the bug and the insect and the butterfly?
Larvae?
Yeah. It's one of those.
They reached out for comment, but all they said was
okay.
You know, I thought that this show couldn't get dumber.
But you
and then
kept
I showed
going.
Then I showed up for Wednesday's show. Really? No.
I'm going to look up decibel level of KC cicadas because
well,
I'm
remember,
telling you, it is something right now.
With the 17-year brood in North Carolina a couple of years ago, there were people that were going to the hospital because it was well over 120 decibels constantly.
That's a football stadium.
It says right now, It can reach or exceed 100 decibels, comparable to a lawnmower, motorcycle,
football stadium,
or jet aircraft overhead. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is the world's biggest first world problem, but like, it's kind of patio weather right now. You want to be outside, you want to eat, you want to like hang out, like all of that stuff. It's too loud. Mm-hmm. When does it stop? Let's look that up. When does the cicada noise go away?
When they die.
Ugh.
When it gets cold.
Yep.
I bet it is.
They go back underground.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yep. And also, if they can live for 2 to 17 years, I'm with Scott. Why are they so dumb?
They produce noise from July to September.
How do you make it 17 years and you land on your back and you're like, well, that was a good run.
This is it.
Most of that time, though, they're spent as nymphs.
I hope somebody comes and accidentally kicks me so I can survive.
My dog wants to play with them all the time.
How's she doing, by the way?
She's doing great. She is dumber than a box of rocks. Man, I love that stupid dog.
Good.
I love that dumb dog.
When do we get to see her here? Why don't you bring her in on Friday?
She is. Keep in mind, I don't think her first 4 years were her best years.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, she's living her best life now.
Yeah.
No question about it. She is a little bit on the needy side.
She's a stage 5 clinger is what
That's exactly what I'm saying.
She wouldn't just lay at your feet?
No.
No.
And if you're not petting her, I bet she does the...
She wants to be, like, physically near you.
So when I go out... If I go outside just to work in the yard for a few minutes... Or I run down to the grocery store or, you know, the drugstore, whatever.
Yeah.
When I come home, whichever door I went out, she is laying behind. And here's why.
Oh,
honey. Here's why I think. I think that I am her third owner at least.
Yeah.
And I think that she was so used to being abandoned and left alone and didn't have anyone that when I leave, she's like,
Is
he coming back?
Yeah.
Is he ever coming back? And so, like, when we go to Greenville next month to visit Joe's kids.
You have to take her.
Well, I'm not taking my dog to Greenville, South Carolina. But I told Heather, and I've got another neighbor helping out. I said, I don't want to put her in the pound because I don't want her to think that she's been abandoned again.
No, you need a dog sitter.
I want her to stay in the house.
Yeah.
So that she knows that this is still home. And even though mommy and daddy have gone away for a couple of days, you know, there are still adults that will come by and walk her and feed her own food and all that.
Sarah ought to just stay there while you're gone.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but she has her own dog.
Yeah.
We can test the waters to see if her and Barb get along.
Yes, do that.
A little puppy play date for a couple of days.
We'll bring them both in. It'll be total mayhem.
I think that would be a horribly bad idea.
Does she have a kennel?
No, she does not.
Well, then she can't come to my house.
I leave her out at night. I leave her out. She's out right now. Nobody's home.
House trained?
Yeah, oh, very much so.
But Barb can't be trusted.
Woke me up at 5:40 this morning to let me know that it was time to go number one.
So she could visit the studio and not make a mess.
No, I don't. I would trust her not to make a mess. I would not trust her to be quiet. And it would be 4 hours of... And I think after about 2 hours, Dana would look at me and go, okay, we've had enough of Lizzie. It's time for her to go back home. And you wouldn't be wrong. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.